Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2054. Five Things Credit Card Companies Don't Want You to Know, by James Labridis of DebtMD.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to it and continue optimizing your life. Five Things Credit Card Companies Don't Want You to Know, by James Labridis of DebtMD.com. For most Americans, spending money using credit cards has become a way of life. From holiday shopping to booking vacations to the endless number of subscription services, using credit cards to finance these things has almost become an afterthought. While some people pay off their balances in full each month, others charge more than they can afford, which plays into the hands of the credit card companies. This causes them to be stuck in a never-ending cycle of credit card payments that drains them of their hard-earned money. If you're struggling to keep up with your payments or pay down your balance, here are five things that the credit card companies don't want the general public to know. Number one, fixed rates are not really fixed. While many people assume that the rate on their credit card won't change, the opposite is true. Credit card companies have the right to raise your rate based on payment history and total debt balances. Defaulting on a credit card bill in most cases will cause your interest rate to go to the penalty APR. Creditors do have to give you 45 days notice before increasing your interest rate. So if you do miss a payment or incur a large amount of debt, be sure to keep your eyes peeled for any correspondence from the credit card issuer in regard to a rate change. Number two, there's no such thing as having no limit. Most people are familiar with the traditional credit cards that have a credit limit in which you're not supposed to exceed. However, there are many credit cards that are advertised as having no limit. The truth is that there's a limit, usually referred to as a preset spending limit. The credit card will track your spending habits, and this is how a limit is determined. From the creditor's standpoint, they would never take on the risk of giving a consumer a credit line with no limits. In addition, a card with no limits sounds great for marketing purposes and incentivizes people to apply for the card. If you have such an account, be sure to know what your approximate preset spending limit is at all times. Number three, late payments can be catastrophic. While everyone knows that late payments on a credit card will impact your credit score, there are other effects that are not as widely known. Being late on a credit card payment can have serious negative effects on your credit profile and also impact other things besides that specific credit card. First, the credit card issuer will charge a late fee, usually $35. They also have the right to bump up your APR to the penalty interest rate, typically 30%. In addition, if you happen to have other credit cards, being late on just one account can cause the interest rates on the others to increase as well. This is known as universal default. If you do find yourself behind on one of your credit cards, make sure you monitor your other accounts to ensure your rates have not gone up. Number four, minimum payments will get you nowhere. If you've ever been struggling just making minimum payments on multiple credit card accounts, you know it can be a vicious cycle that seems to have no end in sight. Credit card companies prey on people who consistently pay the minimum on their cards. To give you an idea of why balances don't seem to go down when making the minimum payments, a typical minimum payment is 2% of your balance. On a $10,000 balance, this comes out to $200. Assuming a 19% APR, which is the average credit card interest rate, the interest charges come out to $158.33 for a given month. So on a $200 minimum payment, $158.33 goes towards the interest alone, and a little over $40 will go towards paying down the principal. If you've ever looked at your credit card statement closely, you'll see the payment schedule and the time it will take you to pay off the balance if you continue to make the minimum payment. It will tell you it will take decades to pay off a substantial balance. With so little money going towards paying down the balance, you can see why it takes forever to pay off credit card debt when just making the minimum payment. And number 5, everything is negotiable. If you're in a bind due to credit card bills that have piled up, it never hurts to contact your credit card company to see if they'll be willing to work with you. From asking if you can make a partial payment to asking for a reduced interest rate, most credit card companies are willing to work with consumers who are on the verge of default. If you have a sterling payment history and have been with a credit card company for a long time, this gives them even more reason to compromise. In addition, if you happen to forget to make your monthly payment and have a spotless payment history with the creditor, you can have them waive any late fees, and they more than likely won't charge you the penalty APR. In the end, if you're experiencing a financial hardship or simply made an honest mistake, you should contact your creditor and be honest and sincere with them. There's a good chance they'll cut you a break as long as your payment history checks out and you're in good standing as a customer. 3 takeaways. Number 1, late payments can cause more problems than just your credit score going down. Number 2, minimum payments are a recipe for disaster. And number 3, contact your credit card company if you're in a tough position to see if they're willing to work with you. You just listened to the post titled 5 Things Credit Card Companies Don't Want You to Know by James Lambridis of DebtMD.com. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kid's college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Many people put debt in the category of death and taxes. They believe it's just a necessary part of life. But this isn't true. It's totally possible and definitely preferable to be debt-free, especially if it's high-interest credit card debt. So I think the first part of digging out of debt is simply believing that you can live a full and happy life without it. When I think about my mentality, when I was charging up my credit card and digging a debt hole in my 20s, I recall this belief that I would be able to pay this off easily in the future when I was making more money. And then I made more money, and that had no effect on my debt. I think many of us have the erroneous belief that more income will solve our money management issues. But we don't magically become financially savvy just because we have more money. Take lottery winners, for example. Whether they win $500 million or $1 million, about 70% of lottery winners will be back to the same financial position they were in before they won in 5 years or less. This is a pretty compelling statistic that demonstrates that money management trumps income. Another thing I noticed about accumulating credit card debt is that more often than not, I had the cash to pay for things. But I hated seeing the balance in my bank account decrease, so I put purchases on a credit card and paid the minimum. I didn't understand that compound interest was working against me, and what seemed like a manageable amount of debt in the beginning was going to explode into a pile of debt that would stress me out. So when you're considering buying something using credit, it could be helpful to remember that if you can't afford that thing with the cash you have now, you definitely won't be able to afford the compound interest that will accumulate later. And that should do it for today. Have a happy rest of your day, and I'll see you on the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.